Jos, Plateau State, the staff of JUF, the University Teaching Hospital, took to the streets to celebrate the death of what they termed their heartless, stone-cold tyrant, CMD. Let's read the story together. This happened on Friday, mind you, and they were celebrating the fact that their chief medical director had died. That's the medical director of the hospital. Had died. Professor Edward Banwat. His tenure came to an end on the 31st of December, 2020. I beg your pardon. He did not die. Please pardon me. His tenure came to an end. So they were celebrating his exit. All right? Pardon me. He did not die. They were celebrating his exit. His tenure, 8-year tenure, came to an end on the 31st of December last year, after 8 years. So the staff of the University Teaching Hospital came out on the streets and were displaying placards, you know, to celebrate the end of an evil era in the hospital. And I actually went on to, you know, read further in the story. And many of the hospital staff came out to complain about the fact that, you know, during his tenure, he was so mean to the point that they did not even have good equipment, functioning equipment in the hospital to treat patients. And many a time they would have to refer patients to Bauchi State just because their equipment were failing, and the chief medical director did not, you know, allow for these equipments to be, you know, and these machines to be repaired or replaced or something. He was that mean. According to one of the staff of the University Teaching Hospital, Comrade David Atu, he said that this medical director stopped their Christmas bonuses. That's to all the staff of the hospital, and staff welfare was never prioritized within during his tenure as well. And so the staff obviously were having a bad time, you know, under him. What caught my attention with this story was the flyer, the e-flyer that was that was produced and posted on social media. You know how you create a flyer for a burial announcement, or for a wedding announcement, for instance, or for one of those kind of things. That's exactly what this e-flyer looks like. I'm going to read what is written on this e-flyer. I really wish you could see what I'm seeing right now. You will maybe understand why I thought he was dead, because that's exactly what it looks like. So here's what is written on the e-flyer. With gratitude to God, the entire Jos University Teaching Hospital Youth community celebrates the inglorious exit of a heartless, stone-cold tyrant, a.k.a. Elephant, Professor Edmond Banwat, Professor of Microbiology, former Chief Medical Director, CMD, whose tyrannic reign of 8 years exterminates on 31st of December 2021. He will be fondly remembered for, we are not the only center that have not paid, non-availability of consumables, highest number of cases in courts, highest number of staff mortality, backwardness, lack of payment of workers' salary, non-implementation of circulars, highest number of referred patients due to strikes, impunity, excruciating pain meted on staff and their family members, etc. Freedom at last for the entire Jews community. To God be the glory. So, these that I just read out, and these are the things that are written on this e-flyer. On that is their logo as well on the side, as well as a picture of the former CMD whose exit they were celebrating. This made me think about how we handle and cope with terrible bosses. Now, this is obviously to the extreme. The staff of the University Teaching Hospital might have had it, you know, up to the neck and couldn't contain it. This is really, really extreme and quite dramatic. But you want to think about how people are actually surviving with mean bosses. And one thing I also think about, I mean, when I was, you know, looking up the story, I was thinking, why do people become mean when they become bosses? When you become a leader, why do you think it's necessary to be bullish? Why do you think it's necessary to be mean to your subordinates? I don't have the answer to those questions, you know. I don't have those answers. But let's talk about how you handle a terrible boss. If you've ever had a terrible boss, for instance, have you ever been a victim of a terrible boss? That's the question on the hour. I would like that you share your experience. The phone lines are open. If you know anyone who has also had their fair share of a terrible boss, or if you have been a terrible boss yourself, don't lie. Say the truth. It's a new year. New year, new you. You can call in as well and tell, help me understand why. Why do people turn out to be mean bosses? Maybe as members of that department, they were better. And then suddenly you're promoted to become the head of the department, or to become the leader or the CEO or the MD of that company or whatever. You suddenly decide, you know what? My shoulder pads are not high enough. You know, nobody can talk to me because I'm the boss. Why do people become like that? Anyway, the phone lines are open, so let's do what we do best. That's a new year. Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. The question is, have you ever had to deal with a terrible boss? Maybe along the line, before the conversation is over, I just might share a few tips here and there that could help you. You know, not everyone has the luxury to change jobs just because their boss is giving them a hell of a time in their offices. So you would want to learn some kind of coping mechanism in your place of work. I could share that a little bit later before the conversation is over. But I'd like to hear from you at this point. So let's talk. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Straight to your question. You said mean. I see it as being serious. Because if not, your subordinates or your junior workers, they wouldn't take you serious. And in an organization, it's business, it's serious. Then after that, maybe during leisure or whatever, you can then crack jokes with your workers, co-workers. And that's the way I look at it. It's just making sure that they take that particular job serious at that particular point in time. Then after, you can now crack jokes and then have fun with them.
So what if they're not open to cracking jokes?
It depends on individuals anyway.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing, Chinky Daniels. And Happy New Year. So you just try whatever works, yeah? I'm just thinking right now. Imagine that one of the staff of the university, the Jos University Teaching Hospital, decided, you know what? Since this man is very wicked, let me go and crack a joke with him. Let's see if he's going to like me, you know? And then you knock at his office. Who's there? It's me, sir. And you step in. So I just came to check on you, sir. How you doing? And he says, how can I help you? You know, whatever mean bosses say. And you decide to crack a joke with him. I don't know how that will go. I'm trying to picture it in my head, but, you know, I don't know how that will go. Maybe at a function. Now, I think at a function, you know, maybe, you know, when he's doing ward rounds or something, if he still does that, you could just use the opportunity. I think that's more imaginable, you know. Although you just, you know, shrug him out of shoulder and then try to crack a joke and make him laugh, you know. And then he just might like you and say, oh, this young man makes me laugh, I like him. Or this young lady makes me laugh, I, you know. Yeah, well, you never know. You can try anything that could work, right? All right, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We're streaming live on Facebook, so you can go join the conversation on there. You can watch us as you drop your comments at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You know, how do you deal with a terrible boss in 2022? Let's change your strategy. Maybe that just might help. Good afternoon. Apologies for that. Do all to please call back. Hello, good afternoon. Oh dear. All right. please call back. All right. Let's see some comments on WhatsApp. Let's see. Hello, Gabby. Good afternoon. Happy New Year to you. For me, when I see that my boss is giving me a terrible time, I try my best to manage. If I know that there is someone who is higher than him in the hierarchy of the office, I tend to drop a complaint and see if they can handle. If it becomes unbearable, I tender my resignation. I'd rather have peace of mind than have a job with no peace. Wow. Okay. Okay, thank you very much for sending that in. Let's see. Good afternoon, Gabby. My take on this is that 90% of Nigerians hate law. They do not like following protocol. Even if you're not a boss in Nigeria, if you're a principled person, people would hate you, even if what you're doing will promote social engineering. I'll come back to that comment shortly. Good afternoon.
Hello, Gabby. Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Gabby, Happy New Year.
I wish you same.
Kim Broma.
You're welcome.
Gabby, if I have a terrible boss, what I will do is to complain to the wife. If the man is troubling me. Hello.
His wife? You'll take work to his personal space?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me why you'll do that.
Every woman has a pressing button. Where they will press the button, now you have peace. You understand? Just approach the wife and let the complaint there. You understand?
What is that going to change?
You know, women now, they have the places they can press a man. The man will sleep now. You're a woman now.
But what if the man is also mean to his wife at home? I mean...
No, it's not like that. Even so, there are places that the wife comes to the place to visit. So you can take that opportunity and then approach the woman and tell the woman everything that is going on.
But my question is, what if he's also mean to his wife? What if he's not the kind of man that even listens to his wife?
No, it is difficult. That a man do not listen to the wife. It is very difficult.
So if you have such a boss, right, who is very mean to you, you will go to his house and see his wife and tell the wife, please talk to your husband.
I will know where the wife usually go to. Even if I didn't go to his house, whenever the wife comes to the place, to the office, I complain to her. Is it or not correct?
But what if she never comes to the office?
I will find a way to reach her. Hello.
Okay.
Any man that doesn't listen to the wife will not get big meat in the soup now. I know what I'm talking about.
Oh my goodness. Lord, whoa, you just cracked me up there. So any man who doesn't listen to his wife will not have big piece of meat in his food. Yo, I gotta take a break right now. I'll be right back shortly after this. Gotta get this out of my system.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the conversation. We have about 15 minutes or even less to have this conversation and wrap it all up. We're talking about dealing with terrible buses in 2022. Now, something happened on Friday, and it was the last day of the year, 2021. The staff of the Jos University Teaching Hospital, Plateau State, came out with placards celebrating the exit of their chief medical director, whose tenure, 8-year tenure, had come to an end on the 31st of December 2021. It was quite the celebration. They listed all the things that he was famous for, you know, bad welfare for the staff, you know, such a terrible I can't even go over them again. Quite a number of them, you know, saying that, you know, they suffered backwardness in the hospital. Many a time they had to refer most of their patients to Bauchi State for treatment because the equipment and machines were not functioning and they needed either repair or replacement, but he will not approve of it. They also said they suffered a lot of strike because, you know, in trying to revolt the poor welfare that his regime, you know, meted out on them, it also affected their families, you know, and their mental state of health as well. And so his 8-year tenure came to an end on the 31st of December 2021, and they came out to celebrate. And so we're talking about how to deal with mean bosses in 2022. I mean, there are many people who are going back to their jobs tomorrow, the 4th of January. And for many of such people, they'll be going back to that toxic, you know, atmosphere in their offices because they have a boss who has just made up their minds to pick on them, be they male or female. And so you just know that this my GM or this my oga or this my, you know, my boss, he just doesn't like my face, you know. And you try, many times you hear these people who suffer these kind of bullish, you know, habits, or I beg your pardon, character rather, from their bosses. They tell you they try their best to please them in every way, but whatever you do, it doesn't work. Even the air you breathe is offensive to them, you know. So yeah, that's what we're talking about. How do you deal with a mean boss? If you have one, if you've had one before, how did you deal with them? How did you handle, you know, working with them? How did you cope working with such toxicity, you know, and how were you able to get out of it? The numbers to call are 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003. You can also call 0817 923 0007 or 0817 923 0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809 030 6416. Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. At Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Good afternoon. Hello. All right. Do want to call back if you can. You can also drop your comments on Facebook. I could. I'll see them as they come, as we go. So let's take some comments on WhatsApp. Yeah, I was going to respond to the first comment, the second comment I read on WhatsApp. I'm going to take it again. Good afternoon, Gabby. My take on this is that 90% of Nigerians hate law. They do not like following protocol. Even if you're a boss, even if you're not a boss in Nigeria, if you're a principled person, people will hate you, even if what you're doing will promote social engineering. So I think what you're trying to say is many times people will categorize as mean bosses are just principled people. So how then do you draw the line between a mean boss and a principled person? What are the things you would see and say, okay, this person is just principled and is not mean? Good afternoon. Oh dear, call back if you can. Hello? Lost that call as well, you know. So how do you determine that, look, my boss is just a principled person? Now I'll make it easy for you. You understand when your boss is coming at you because you keep failing at a task you've been given at the office to do. So if your boss says you do not write these proposals well, or you not do this or do that well, do it like this because this is how I like for it to be done, and you're having difficulty doing it that way, I can understand that you say, oh, my boss is a difficult man to work with because he's very principled. If you're not doing it the way he wants it, or you're not doing it the way she wants it, then, you know, there's going to be trouble. But if your boss is coming at you for no reason, and so your resumption time is 8 a.m. and you step into the office at 7:59 a.m., he says, why are you coming at this time? Or you are working on at your desk or whatever work you do, maybe at a bank or wherever, as an engineer or architect or even at the hospital, and you see that your boss is just picking at you at every given opportunity, not because what you're doing is necessarily wrong, nor is it because you have necessarily broken any rule in your office, but you see that he just wants to pick at you. So for instance, you're supposed to go on break. He says, no, don't go on break. I need you to help me do something. No, don't do that. I need you to. So you see that he or she is just trying to, you know, bully you. That's a different ballgame entirely. So I understand when you say principled people in Nigeria sometimes are misunderstood to be difficult. That's really understandable. But you can't mix the two together. It's similar, but it's very distinct. You can tell who a difficult person is to work with because they are set in their ways, because they are principled to the core. And so they do not cut corners. It has to be this. If they say this is 1 + 1 = 2, 1 + 1 has to be 2. You cannot tell me 2 - 1 or whatever else. 1 + 1 = 2, you know? That's who they are. But on the other hand, you know this person is just bullying you and bullying everybody because they are boss, and they say, you come and take my shoes off while you be getting me coffee, you come wipe my face, and you, why are you just standing there, find something to do, get me a pen. You know that is just being bullyish. You know, it's a very clear, distinct difference. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I agree with the few statements you agree, principle and whatever, but a man who occupies that kind of position, who refuses to approve the repair and the request of equipment until the U.S. person will be referred to another state, and you call that person a principal person. Now tell me, a man who refuses to approve welfare packages for workers who work under him, As big as a teaching hospital is, and you call that such man a principal person, such act cannot be seen to be an act of being a principal. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Let's see, more comments on WhatsApp, more comments. Happy New Year, Gabby. I think most people become mean when they get to the top so as to reduce or discourage other over familiarity from others, because this can reduce respect for them and can serve as a means of people starting to ask unnecessary favors from them. David from Port Harcourt. I kind of agree with you, David, because I remember one experience I had. So I was at my former place of work in Delta State. There was this lady who had just been promoted to the position of the head of her department, right? Before she was promoted, she was a jolly good fellow. She would hang around, we would all hang out together, you know, grab lunch together. What, she was just a really jolly good fellow at the office. And as soon as she was made head of her department, she became, you know, a complete opposite of herself. You know, she would, when you say hello, she would not even respond. You know, her shoulder pads, she doubled her shoulder pads, you know, just because she had become that. And you could understand that, okay, you're trying to avoid over familiarity so that people do not abuse your new office, or you want people to take you seriously. But I thought it was just really unnecessary. You just develop negative vibe, unnecessary negative vibe around you, and it's really not necessary, you know. Let's see, on Facebook, we do have some comments. On Facebook, Diego Gabriel says, if a boss or a bossing organization will not move, I don't understand. Well, I'm sure I don't know, I'm just going to move on with your message. You say you hate bosses who play with people's time or emotions. Oh, people's time to know your emotions. Diego Gabriel, your message has got me confused. Zed Jerry says, it is sad position to be. It's a sad position to be, especially if there is no other option of change. And I had an evil boss then who made me hate life. Everything you do, he would complain and end up insulting you. One day, I was held by heavy rain while coming to work in the morning. And one time, and he ended up sacking me because he said that was not an excuse because I should have come in the rain. Well, thank God I have a better job now, which I am happy doing. Wow, Jerry Ojonowa, I'm happy for you as well. You see, good riddance to bad rubbish at the end of the day. So imagine if he hadn't fired you, you would probably still be stuck at a bad job in a toxic environment and you would not have had a chance to look at this new opportunity you're enjoying now. So yeah, good riddance to bad rubbish, really. Happy for you. But it's never pleasurable to work with a mean boss, you know? Never ever is it. Let's get back on WhatsApp. Insikan from Elenawa says, good day, Gabby, and happy new year. Seriously, this topic is an interesting one. I have been self-employed since I started earning, but in the middle of last year, I decided to work for an establishment. My boss then, who himself is an employee, was very autocratic, bullish, and very superstitious, that I was forced to resign in November. Last year, my departure caused a whole lot of upheaval in the firm that has left the firm in shambles. Wow, as we speak. Gabby, the worst experience in life is to wake up every morning realizing that you must work under someone who neither appreciates what you do nor values you as a human. It's very difficult. Now that I'm back to my business, I have great peace of mind. Kudos to those guys. I think their brave action will serve as a deterrent to the next boss. Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I just think about whoever is going to be the next chief medical officer of the hospital, you know, chief medical director of the hospital. They'll be working on your toes because they know that, look, these people are going to disgrace you if you do anyhow. You're going to see anyhow. You get what I mean? But thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. I can imagine how terrible it must have been for you to work with such a supercilious, you know, human being. It's never interesting, if you can. Well, this says, yes, I have experienced one. The one-time vice chancellor, the one-time vice chancellor of the University of Port Harcourt, he was actually booed while in office before his visitors at a convocation ceremony, a day he will never forget in his life. He was actually a horror to both staff and students. Wow. Thank you for sharing. There's no name on your message, but let me see. Mweleli, I think. Mweleli, thank you very much for sharing. This is just pride from the boss and selfish ego, Kennedy Marieri from Romaulu says. And this says, does a late comer get bonuses? A thief, negligence of duty. The man may be horrible, but action begets reaction. Ha, Anele in Port Harcourt. So let's analyze this. If you come late, you do not get bonuses. If you steal, if you neglect your duty, you know, your place of assignment. So he's saying that, you know, the man may actually be horrible, but maybe his their actions is what has brought about his reaction, or maybe the other way around. That's a possibility. But how can an entire workforce of an institution as big as the University Teaching Hospital, how can they all be guilty of one thing or the other? I mean, there's got to be some good stuff in there. Good crop of staff in there, you know. They can't all be latecomers. They can't all neglect their duty. They can't all be thieves or whatever else. There's got to be good ones. So for the entire staff of the University of the University of to come out and say, look, this man, he's gone, you know, it just might tell you something about his character, you know.